This is Shout It Out Loud, a Stargate Atlantis fanfic written by Melon Butterfly and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Rodney McKay, John Shepard, with additional tags for gender bending, transgender, transsexual. Summary. John gets turned into a female, and everybody seems to think that's horrible and is intent on turning her back. Well, she doesn't think so. No, John says, voice flat. Everyone turns their heads to stare at her, for the first time since this whole thing began, not trying to hide it, not averting their eyes again quickly.
What?
Rodney chokes, sounding completely baffled, uncomprehending.
You heard me.
Ronan's eyes are wide in surprise, but he's starting to understand.
First of them all, he's starting to understand. The others don't.
Not yet. John, Taylor says in her reasonable voice, the one she uses when natives are starting to make noises about laws broken and crimes committed, and when she's trying to prevent a crisis. You do not wish to change this?
This apparently means his condition. That's the word Carson used not 30 minutes ago, talking in a hushed voice with Elizabeth, as if her unfortunate case of abrupt femaleness has made her half deaf. As if all of a sudden, her medical status is not confidential anymore. As if she's made of glass now. And she knows she'll have to get used to this. It will be months until everyone on Atlantis gets used to her. Years until those on Earth will.
The hum of the city around her feels the same.
But you're not...
Lauren starts, then stops abruptly, blushing and looking away. John opens her pants and shoves her hand down them, and she's making a scene, again, but she doesn't care. For the first time in her life, she doesn't care that she's on display. For the first time in her life, she is comfortable.
Oh, really?
She asks, eyes wide, voice mockingly innocent and astounded. She pulls her fingers out of her panties and stares at her empty hand.
Weird,
she says. Years of watching Rodney have made her very adept at mocking people, and she hates that she needs to.
Enjoys it.
Then she looks up and gives Lauren a look so cold he flinches. So you're saying that my being a woman now makes me unsuitable for this position? Why don't we go and take this up to Elizabeth right now? Lauren stutters, and maybe he just forgets in his haste to get away, but John will always remember that he doesn't apologize. They order her to Earth for discussion. She goes in mentally armed to the teeth. If you try to take my position, I will file a lawsuit for discrimination, John says, voice flat. There are other words she could use, like transphobia, trans prejudice, or the related homophobia and sexual prejudice. If she has to, she will cite Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. She knows it by heart. She also knows that Samantha Carter is waiting outside and took great care to make everyone see. And she knows that Carter would go ballistic. And that everyone knows. John has a list in her head of all the females she has ever served with in combat. Of all the females who served under her in Atlantis. And she will drag them all into this.
She doesn't care if they agree or not. She doesn't care about the confidentiality agreement and whether they will charge her for that. If she has to go down, she will do so screaming and kicking, and in a burst of flame so hot it will scorch everyone who's holding her down. John fights Teal'c and his staff with two sticks like Tayla's, and they end after 2 hours in a draw. Teal'c bows his head and says he's honored, and she does the same. They both pretend they don't see the massive audience they have drawn, and John goes into the women's changing rooms. After that, people are a lot less obvious. John gets in the first soldier's face, who says, loud enough for her to hear, "I thought she fought to wear dresses, so why isn't she wearing them?" She says, "What I fought for, soldier, is my right to be whomever I want to be, without having it affect my position." She stares him down until he backs off, uncaring for the audience they have drawn, the silence that reigns as everyone strains to hear her speak. "It's none of your business whether I wear dresses or not, but I have the right to wear them, and I won't let anybody take it from me." The soldier apologizes, pale and highly uncomfortable. He's just a boy. When she gets back, Tayla puts their foreheads together and smiles. It takes her weeks to recognize the stuttering, fumbling, babbling act Rodney is pulling. It always takes her long to notice these things, because on a deeply subconscious level, she doesn't expect women to be sexually attracted to her. And in a very similar way, she doesn't expect men to be attracted to her either. She only notices because it's familiar. And because she offhandedly thinks, "So that's what Katie felt like when talking to him." And it's like an instant epiphany. Their next car race date, she wears a dress and her combat boots. And Rodney keeps staring at her knees. She feels powerful for the first time in her life. Not just able and skilled, but powerful. Under control. Her father writes her an email. "Will you change your name? For my testament." "That is all." She writes back, "Why am I in your testament?" He replies, "Because you're my daughter." John cries. For the first time since she got right, she cries. Rodney's hand flutters from her shoulder to the small of her back and up again. And then he offers her to take her to explode some stuff. People stop staring after a while. The end. Reader's notes. So I recently fell into a Stargate Atlantis rewatch. I am midway through season 3, and I've got, I guess, like 10 days until Hulu takes it all down or something, so I gotta cram the next in for the next weekend. Anyway, so I'm back in the middle of my SGA zone, and I'm poking around trying to see, like, do I remember, have I read fic, can I find fic that I remember reading in 2012? And I poked up on this one, and I remember finding this fic on LiveJournal. Like, I think it was an SPN Story Finders. Not SPN. God, oh my God, we're not in Supernatural. SGA Story Finders com for something else. And I remember reading this. It's gotta be 2012, because that was like when I was somewhere between 2011 and 2012 was when I was like in my SGA period, feels blah blah. producing, you know, things left and right for Stargate Atlantis. And I reread this and I was like, no, yes, I loved this. I loved the idea of this. Because so many fic are like, oh, well, this changed, put them back. And I remember thinking, like, it was this and, like, was it 1,000 happy things, 100 happy things? Hang on, let me look it up. 100 happy things. That podfic, read by Such Heights, a story written by Busaiko. I think I consumed both of these stories around the same time, and they were some of my first, like, trans stories, not just, okay, so-and-so has always been a girl, but, like, so-and-so is going through that change in the fic, and I don't know, 12 years later, it still absolutely holds up. It's incredible. I have this deep fondness for this, and then to find out that Melon Butterfly has blanket permission to podfic, absolutely. Oh my God, something is happening outside. There are definitely sirens. Sorry, friends. Anyway, absolutely a lovely moment to be in the middle of my resurgence of feels and to find an author whose fic I enjoyed and to get to jump right into it because blanket permission. Fuck yeah! But I just love Jun in this. I love everything about her and I also love that Rodney is just sort of like, I don't know how to deal with your emotions, so let's explode something together. That's definitely therapy, right? Anyway, thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day. Second reader's notes. I ended up using a picture of Captain Alicia Vega from season 5 from Major Anteldi's team as my sort of femcast for John on this cover. I wanted somebody who was already wearing the SGA uniform but wasn't like a character that shows up a lot. And I did think it was funny that her actress, the actress who plays this, Lila Savasta, also played Dr. Rafaela Esposito in SGA. So she is already a doctor and a scientist and a gun-toting Marine. So she could totally also be John in the Air Force. Anyway, second thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.